Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful time to be alive. And one of the reasons I find today very special is because we are in the last month of the year. Today is the first day in the month of December 2024. Aside from the fact that it's the first day in this month, it's also the last month in the year. The Lord has been so faithful, merciful, gracious, to have kept us till this moment. So I want us in the spirit of gratitude. I want us to appreciate the King of Glory. I want us to appreciate the one who has made today possible. So if you have your dancing shoes on, if you have your songs, the song inspired by the Spirit, if you have it in your mind, I want you to just offer it as a living sacrifice to the one who has made today possible. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and on this segment of our show, we dive deep into the Word of God. We explore the mysteries in the divine Word of God. We seek out deep revelations. We are open to new insights. The Lord gets to reveal deeper secrets to us every single day. So if you are here and you have lots of questions on your mind, if you are here and your heart is heavy, you are depressed, you are burdened, this is just the place to be. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Invite somebody. Be a soul winner today. And like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, like I said, is the first day in the month of December 2024. It's a beautiful Sunday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, your hometown must be saved. Your hometown must be saved. Our aim today is M20. M20, stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 14 to chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 to chapter 16. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Luke chapter 9 verse 6. Luke chapter 9 verse 6, which says, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke chapter 9 verse 6, which says, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 18, from verse 16 to 33. Genesis chapter 18, from verse 16 to 33. Are you with your Bibles now? I want you to grab your Bibles, Genesis chapter 18, from verse 16 to 33. From verse 16 it says, and the man rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham. And Abraham went with them. to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which I am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he said unto him yet again, and he said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet. But this once, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in today's Bible reading, Abraham was walking towards Sodom with the 3 men who had visited him on their way. The Lord told him of his plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their numerous sins. I believe that God told Abraham his plan because he wanted him to intercede for the people in those cities. Abraham interceded and God accepted everything that he said. However, there were not enough righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, so they still ended up being destroyed. This shows that even when God calls for intercessors to pray against destruction in a particular nation or city, if he cannot find enough Christians there, the land may still be destroyed. When Abraham was interceding for Sodom, his nephew Lot must have been on his mind. I'm sure that he quickly did a little bit of arithmetic and counted Lot, his wife, and his daughters. He also probably assumed that Lot's daughters had fiancés whose parents were also there. After his quick calculation, he must have come to the conclusion that there must have been at least 10 children of God in the city. That must have been the reason he settled with God and said, Lord, if you get to Sodom and find 10 righteous people, will you spare the city because of them? God accepted, but unfortunately, there weren't up to 10 righteous people in the city. I pray that whenever God visits your hometown, he will find more than 10 righteous people there, and his mercy will prevail over judgment. This is why you should do something urgently about your hometown. You must make sure that the light of the gospel shines there, so that even if some people commit evil acts that should ordinarily draw the wrath of God, it will consider its children and spare the land. Ensure that you regularly preach the gospel to the people of your hometown so that you can turn as many souls as possible to the path of righteousness. The Bible says that if you do this, you are wise, and the great glory lies ahead of you, like you see in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Jesus specifically told his followers to start preaching the gospel from their hometowns when he said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that they should be witnesses unto him in Jerusalem first, before progressing to Judea, Samaria, and the rest part of the world. Beloved, preach and teach the word of God to the people in your hometown. This is God's will. And as you obey, and your hometown will be blessed tremendously in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, preach the word of God and start a fellowship in your hometown to ensure that the light of God shines there. And as you do that, may the glory of God shine in your hometown in Jesus' name. Amen. If this message has been a blessing to you, I urge you to also be a blessing to others. Like we read today, you should be a blessing to people in your hometown and around your neighborhood. So I urge you to share this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station live. Still on www.praisefellowsradio.com and available on our mobile app. Available on Play Store and Apple Store for download. Just search for Praise Palace Radio to download. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for always joining us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.